Now is the winter of our discontent.
King Richard III of England ruled for only 2 years. After deposing 12-year-old Edward V, he fought 2 rebellions and was killed at the Battle of Bosworth Field in 1485. The recent discovery of Richard's remains inspired Jan Powell, artistic director of Henley Street Theatre, Richmond Shakespeare, to stage the tragedy of Richard III at Agecroft Hall.
At Agecroft Hall, we have the advantage of being in a house that is an authentic Tudor Stuart country manor. So the authenticity of being in an Elizabethan courtyard theater is terrifically exciting.
James Alexander Bond, based in New York, directed the production.
What we've done is we've streamlined the story, so it is all about Richard III and making sure all of the connections between characters is still there with the importance of the full 7 plays, but isolated within this one.
Richard III, Bond says, is one of very few of the Bard's plays he hasn't directed before.
We have some people I've used for 15 years, some people I've never worked with before. We have one equity actor, and Andrew Plantner. One of the reasons to bring an actor down from out of town is that when you're doing a role like Richard and you have this short of a process, someone whose only reason to be in town is that show lets you achieve so much more in a brief period of time. We are not just doing a small humped Richard. This man has a cane and a limp, and as you watch him oil his way around the stage, it's more like watching an uncomfortable bug than a human being, and I love watching Andrew do that.
The Richmond Shakespeare Festival is celebrating its 16th year at Agecroft Hall. Richard III runs through the 3rd of August. John Ogle, WCVE News.